This is Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. Despite a massive rebuilding effort that included three waves of Ameren Illinois workers, Puerto Rico is still experiencing setbacks to the restoration of electricity for homes and businesses. The devastation caused by Hurricane Maria last September destroyed the country's electrical grid. Recently, an excavator operated by a subcontractor caused an island-wide blackout. Before that, the same subcontractor caused a temporary outage for nearly 900,000 residents when a tree fell on a power line. Eric Escra of Lincoln was a supervisor of two four-man crews during the third wave of Ameren employees who helped reconnect power on the island. He said Ameren prepared him and his crew well for the work, but in this Sound Ideas preview, Escra says he didn't realize Puerto Rico is quite mountainous.
The funny thing is we landed, they took us on a charter bus to the hotel, and basically they dropped us off on the road and we had to walk up to the hotel probably, I don't know, say it was a couple hundred yards, but it was straight uphill, and we're dragging our bags and everything up there with us. And I thought, what did I sign up for? Because it was the terrain. I can't get over the terrain.
So are you doing pretty much the same thing the first two waves were doing, or are you following up on things?
As soon as we'd started sending up the side, we call it a hill, mountain, whatever you want to call it, but from sea level up to about 13 kilometers, and the first two bunches before us, they were putting up the main three-phase feeders, and then we were working on a lot of the taps, but it was unbelievable the amount the first two accomplished, and then the third wave also, but it was unbelievable and did it safely.
What was the devastation like by the time you got there?
It's still unbelievable. Supposedly, according to some of the locals, we were working kind of where the eye was. We were up by a rainforest, and it had been almost 7 months these people had been without power. And out of all our interactions, 99.9% of them were great. The locals were unbelievable for being out 7 months. The vegetation had grown up because it's a tropical climate, so the vegetation, just unbelievable.
Getting to Puerto Rico, that was one of the big issues that the government was dealing with. It wasn't Texas or Florida where you could drive there. You had to get there by sea. What were the logistics like for Ameren to get there? How much went into that? How difficult was that?
The people behind the scenes setting all this up were amazing as far as I'm concerned. The logistics to get barges, I think they're on a barge for 14 days to get to the island. Getting all of our equipment, material, supplies, everything down there was amazing. I mean, they had warned us worst case scenarios as far as, you know, only drinking bottled water, and they had us prepared mentally and everything for worst case scenario. And when we got down there, Ameren did an unbelievable job as far as keeping us supplied with everything we needed.
Give me an example.
Tylenol, beef jerky, suntan lotion, just all the basic, the little necessities that we thought you're going to be going out without for 24 days. Pretty much anything you could think of, they either had or they could get it for us.
What did you bring with you?
My boss would laugh because I kind of went overboard. I actually brought a Life Straw with me, if you've ever heard of one, because I didn't know if we'd be drinking contaminated water. But I joked with my wife before I left. I thought I'd lose weight because the meals, they would bring us a lunch meal in a box, basically. You get a sandwich and a cookie or whatever. Just, it was okay, but I thought if we eat those for 24 days, it might be kind of rough. And out of the 24 days, I would say I had to eat one of those, maybe four. And other than that, the locals who had nothing cooked for us literally every day. And I actually came about 3 pounds heavier.
No kidding. Talking with Eric Escra, he's the supervisor of electric operations for Ameren, Illinois. This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. Let me go back. When you got there, how much work was still left for you to do? Can you nail a percentage work that of businesses and homes that still needed to be hooked up when you got there?
I'm wanting to say when we left, the last number I saw is there's 95% was on. I believe when we got down there, there was in the 90s on, but what had happened is the farther we work up into the mountain, the conditions are, it's getting tougher and tougher to get that 5% back on. They're the ones that are off for a reason because the logistics where they are at is tough to get to.
That's Eric Escra of Lincoln, a supervisor for Ameren, Illinois, talking about his trip to Puerto Rico, helping reconnect power.